Okay, today we're going to do Daf Gimel Amud Aleph of Maseches Beitza. So far we have been discussing what is the case where Beishameh and Beis Hillel argue in our Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that if an egg is laid on Yom Tov, Beishameh holds that you're allowed to eat that egg, and Beis Hillel is stricter and holds that one may not eat that egg. So the Gemara had raised a fundamental question. If we're talking about a chicken that was meant to be eaten, then for sure you should be allowed to eat the egg. Why would anyone hold that it's a problem? Why would Beis Hillel hold it's a problem? It's just part of the food. But if you hold that, we're talking about a chicken that was not designated to be eaten in advance. It was a chicken that was just meant to lay eggs. Then of course it's usur. Of course it's a problem to eat the egg. Why in the world would Beis Shammai be mekil? So far we've had two explanations of the Mishnah. One explanation on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that it was talking about an egg that was not meant to be eaten, and the reason that that it was not meant to be eaten, that it was only meant to lay eggs, and the reason that that anyone could have been mekel, that Beis Shammai was mekel, is because Beis Shammai holds that even nolad is not a problem. Forget about muktzah not being a problem. He even holds that nolad is not a problem. So he holds he holds like Rabbi Shimon to the extreme. The second approach was Rabba's approach, that we're talking about a chicken that was meant to be eaten. So why would anyone be machmir if it was a chicken that was meant to be eaten? Because of a gzeira of Yom Tov that falls out after Shabbos. Because there's a halacha that any food that was prepared on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat on Yontif. So if Yontif were to fall on Sunday, and an egg was laid on Yontif, you have to be concerned that that egg was prepared on Shabbos. So now the Gemara is going to give a third explanation of our Mishnah, Rav Yosef Amar. We're toward the bottom of the page on Beis Amud Beis. Rav Yosef Amar, we're talking about a chicken that is meant to be eaten. Why would anyone have a problem with eating its egg then? Gezeira mishum peros and noshrin. It's a gezeira midrabanan that this is too similar to fruits that fall off of a tree on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that the Chachamim do not allow you to eat fruits that fall off of a tree on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and an egg that falls out of a chicken is similar. So Amrle Abaye says, Peros and Noshrin time am I. Well, why is it that you're not allowed to have fruits that fall off of a tree on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Gezeira shami yalav yitlosh. It's only a gzera, lest you come to pick the fruits off of the tree, which would be a violation of the malacha of kotzer, which is not malacha. But he gufa gzera. So the whole isser of eating fruits that fell off of a tree is only gzera in the first place. Va'ana nekum v'nigzer gzera l'gzera. And we're going to make a gzera to that gzera, and aser even an egg that comes out of a chicken, lest you eat fruits that come off of a tree, lest you go and pick fruit from the tree. So answers Gemara, no, kula chad gzera hi. That's not a violation of making a gzera l'gzera. That's all considered a single gzera. So that's the third explanation of our Mishnah. Fourth explanation of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Gzeira Mishum Mashkin Shazavu. The reason it's usher to eat the egg that was laid on Yom Tov, even though we're talking about a chicken that was designated for eating, is a Gzeira of liquid that has flowed out of fruits that are you're not allowed to eat on Yom Tov either. So an egg is like the liquid that has flowed out of the fruit. So Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says, Mashkin Shazavu Taimimai, Gzera Shem Yischot. Why is it that you're not allowed to have liquid that has seeped out of the fruits on Yom Tov? Because if it's a Gzera, you might come to squeeze the fruits itself, which is going to be Aser. So he gufa Gzera. The very idea that you're not allowed to eat the liquids that have seeped out of the fruits is only Gzera, lest you squeeze it. And we're going to make a Gzera not to eat eggs that come out of a chicken, lest you eat the liquid that seeps out of a fruit. So again, answers the Gemara. It's all part of the same gezeira. It's not considered a secondary gezeira. Good, so those are the four explanations of our Mishnah. So now we're going to explain why each one doesn't hold like the other one. Meaning, what's wrong with any one of those explanations that the other three don't hold like them? So, Kulu, Rav Nachman, Lamri. All the other three don't want to say like Rav Nachman, who said that the Isser is an issue of Mukta, that we're talking about a Tarnagolas that was not meant to be eaten, that was just meant to lay eggs, and that Beis Shammai was so strict on Beishamim, sorry, so lenient on Muktzah that they're even lenient on Nolad, because Kikushyon, because we already had a problem with, we already explained what the problem with that explanation is, that they should have argued about not just the egg, but about the mother also, about the bird itself as well. Karabinami lo amri, they also didn't want to say like Rabu says that the Isser is one of Hachana, that the food is being prepared on Shabbos if Yontif falls on Sunday, because Hachana Lesluhu, they don't hold that there's an issue called Hachana. They don't hold that there's some Isser to Oraisa of having the food prepared, having everything that you need for Shabbos prepared on a weekday beforehand. Meaning, they don't hold that there's such a thing called Muktzah on a Doraisa level. Ella Rav Yosef, my time alone, Rabbi Yitzchak. What about these last two explanations? Why didn't Rav Yosef want to say like Rabbi Yitzchak that it's a gzera because of liquid that seeps out of fruit? So Amar Lach, Rav Yosef would answer, Beitza uchla uperos uchla, lafuke mashkin t'lav uchla. Both an egg and peros are food, so you could make a gzera of an egg to peros that fall off of a tree, because they're similar to each other. They're both solids. But liquid that seeps out of a fruit is not a solid, it's a liquid. So it's not comparable enough to be considered part of that gezeira. Rabbi Yitzchak, my time alone with Rav Yosef, why didn't Rabbi Yitzchak want to say that the issue is that you might come to, that the issue of the egg is that it's similar to peros that fell off of a tree? So Malach, he'll tell you, Beitza balua umashkin baluin. An egg is inside, enveloped in the mother before it comes out, and liquid is enveloped in the fruit before it comes out. So they're very similar to each other, but fruit from a tree? The fruit's not enveloped in the tree, the fruit's external to the tree. La fuke perus de megalu v'kaimu, that are exposed, that are out there already. So therefore, he holds that they're not similar to each other. So that's why each opinion doesn't want to say like the other. Va'af Rabbi Yochanan savar gzerim shemashkin shazavu. Rabbi Yochanan happens to also hold that the reason you're not allowed to have the egg, in the view of Beis Hillel, you're not allowed to have the egg that was laid on Yontif, is because it's too similar to liquid that seeps out of a fruit, like Rabbi Yitzchak said. To Rabbi Yochanan Rami, because Rabbi Yochanan asked the following contradiction. To Rabbi Yehuda, to Rabbi Yehuda, between Rabbi Yehuda and Mesechus Shabbos, and Rabbi Yehuda and Mesechus Erevin, Umeshani, and he answered the contradiction. From his question, from, we're going to see what it is, we're going to see that he holds of Mashkin Shazavu. And let's see how it goes. Tanan, Rabbi Yochanan asked the following stira. It says in the Mishnah Mesechus Shabbos, Ein sochtin es peros lahotzi mehen mashkin. One is not supposed to squeeze out peros to extract liquid from the peros. That is a tolda of dash. Vim yatsu me atzman. But if the liquid came out on its own, asurin, then you're not allowed to drink that liquid on that day because it's a gzera. You might come to be sochet. You might come to squeeze it out. Rabbi Yehuda omer. Rabbi Yehuda says if it came out on its own, they're not always going to be asur. Im liochlan, if those peros were meant to be eaten and not meant to be squeezed, hayotze men mutter, then whatever liquid comes out of it is going to be mutter, because that wasn't what your desired usage of those fruits was going to be, so you don't have to worry that you might come to squeeze them. These aren't peros that you were interested in squeezing. But v'im lemashkin, if these fruits are juicing oranges, the fruits that were meant to be squeezed, then hayotze mehen aser. Then that which comes out of them is going to be aser. So if you allow someone to drink the liquid that comes out of it, there's a real legitimate concern that he might juice them himself, that he might squeeze them himself. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Alma, from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says that if you designate it for food, that which comes out of it is mutter, sounds like anything that's meant to be eaten and not to be drunk is considered to be food that's separated from other food and is not included in the gzer of Mashkin Shazavu. And therefore it would turn out that an egg that comes out on Yontif, we should not make as part of a gzer of Mashkin Shazavu. It's food that has come out of other food. But the Rabbi Yochanan says, "Remenu." But I'll ask you a stira, because va'odam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also says that when you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yehuda happens to hold that it's not one long kedusha. They're two separate kedushos for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "Masna adam." Person can make a tenai. He can designate trumas and maestros al tenai, al kalkol. kol shel peros. You can take a basket of tevel fruit, of untied fruit, biyom tov rishon, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and say as follows, that if today is really a weekday, so let the truma be chal today. If today is really Rosh Hashanah, then I'm not making a truma today, but tomorrow he can go again and say, if yesterday was really Rosh Hashanah, the second day he can say, if yesterday was really Rosh Hashanah, and today is a weekday, then what I'm doing right now should be truma. If today is really Rosh Hashanah and yesterday was a weekday, then the truma I did yesterday should count as truma, va'ochla b'sheni. And by doing that, he'll be allowed to eat that fruit on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. V'chein beitza shenolda b'rishon te'achel b'sheni. And Rabbi Yehuda would also say, if an egg is laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it can be eaten on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Because if the first day is a weekday, it was born, the egg came out on a weekday, so you're allowed to eat it on Yontif. And if the first day was really Rosh Hashanah, well then the second day is really a weekday. And that for sure, you're allowed to eat an egg that was laid on Yontif on a weekday. So Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, but shame in, for you shall know. Rabbi Yehuda allows you to eat that egg on the second day of Yontif because Miman of Shach, it's okay. But on the first day, he does not allow it because apparently, an egg laid on Yontif is part of the gezerah of mashkin shazavu, of liquids that come out of fruits. So isn't that a stira in Rabbi Yehuda? How could Rabbi Yehuda on the one hand say that anything that's uchla de'ufras, that any food that comes out of other food is totally fine, and yet on the other hand, apparently he says that an egg that's laid on Yontif is a problem, apparently because of mashkin shazavu. And because of that question, Rabbi Yochanan switches around the opinions in the Mishnah and Shabbos, and he says that the Rabbanan are the ones that allow Mashkin Shazavu when it's Peros that are Omed La'achila, but Rabbi Yehuda asurs even by Peros that are designated to be eaten. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda's Lashita, so to asur in the Mishnah and Erev in a Beitza that was born, that was laid on Yontif, to eat it on that day. So Midkamarami Luhu Adadi, from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan even viewed this as a stira in Rabbi Yehuda, Shema Minachad Taimahu, it means that Rabbi Yochanan is viewing both of these Mishnayos to be about the issue of Mashkin Shazavu, because if they're not about Mashkin Shazavu, then there's no stira at all. So even though, so Rabbi Yochanan is asking that even though Rabbi Yehuda was not gozer of Mashkin Shazavu by food, he still asers by a beitza that was laid on Yom Tov because of Mashkin Shazavu. So you see that it's all the same. So Ravina, Amar Ravina says, Ravina gives a different answer. So bottom line is, that's the explanation of how we know that Rabbi Yochanan, holds like the Shita of Mashkin Shazavu. Because if it weren't Mashkin Shazavu, he never would have had a stira to begin with. The very fact that he asks a stira means that he holds of the concern of Mashkin Shazavu. We'll pick up with Ravina about Shem Daf Gimel Amud Beis next time.